And today we're concluding our short mini-series on e-learning narration with identifying a few possible hazards that you may want to be aware of. So watch out for jargon and unfamiliar terms and phrases. Check each pronunciation as well as acronyms, dates and so on, as well as any equations that you might need to read. And then say it simply and confidently. Now bear in mind that if the copy is heavy on technical terminology or with complex sentence structure, such as a read for a legal, technical or pharmaceutical company, then it'll take you longer to reach fluency with those tricky, unusual and multi-syllable words. Yeah, long sentences and poor punctuations. Look out for the phrasing and moving from one idea to another to help you with your intonation and your breathing as well. And the repetition of words. So go back and listen to the podcasts on the section on intonation and when you lift or subdue words. And that'll help you through and help you avoid possible trip-ups. Okay, possible hazards in e-learning narration was our topic today. Tomorrow we move on and we're talking about reading lists as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.